السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. وقد قال الله تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, I had intended to continue with the tafsir of the ayat that we were doing before my departure for Haramain Sharifain, the tafsir of the verses of Surah Ar-Ra'd. However, being in the month of Rabiul Awwal, let us discuss some of the sifat and qualities and attributes of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from this beautiful kitab, Nashr-ut-Tayyib fi Zikri Nabiyyi al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Mujaddidi Millat Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. It's a very beautiful kitab in which he has discussed many aspects of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam life. We will discuss from the chapter some of the beautiful characteristics of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and some of his beautiful attributes. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ne kaha ki maine Rasoolullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam se badhkar na koi bahadur mazboot dekha. Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, he says that I never saw anyone more powerful, more strong, more brave and courageous like Rasoolullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now when we say this, immediately many, many incidents come to mind. But then we won't get very far. So I want to discuss this whole Hadith Sharif. Inshallah, we'll discuss some details later. So the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was very, very courageous, very brave. The Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, they all were willing and prepared to sacrifice their life for the sake of Islam and for the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But yet, if you have to look at their bravery and compare it with the bravery and courageousness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you will find a world of difference. Look at the battle of Badr, look at the battle of Uhud, look at the battle of Trench. Everywhere, look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's bravery. As I said, we're not going into detail aspects now. So he says, we didn't see anybody more brave and more courageous than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Maine Rasoolullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam se badhkar na koi bahadur mazboot dekha, na fayyaz dekha, na dusre akhlaq mein achcha dekha. Neither did I see anybody more courageous than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nor any person more generous, more kind than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There was nobody that was more charitable than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not even keep anything behind for him for the next day. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's generosity knew no bounds and limits, especially in the month of Ramadan. But besides that also, any part of His life, you see, there's nothing but giving, giving. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was all the time giving. Now this again is a subject. If you have to look at Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's life, one is his giving of material things. And it did not matter what was the value, what was the amount, what was the quantity. Different occasions, look at the amount of gifts that he gave to his companions, to the poor, to the needy. There was no counting at all. He never feared what's going to happen the next day. Of course, we being weak, our iman being not so strong and not so powerful, we are told that we must have a little bit of saving also in these days. We must not become so carried away that we give away everything and thereafter we start extending our own hands and begging of others. But of course at present we don't even have such kind of people. But there are amongst the awliya-i-kiram still up till today, many of them that we have seen and some of them we may not have seen. That they do not have fear of the next day, what's going to happen tomorrow, because of their tawakkul and yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala of a very, very high level. Now we don't have that, therefore we must have some savings. As the Sufyan Suri rahmatullah alayhi, that great jurist, addressing the ulama-i-kiram, he said, "Oh, you ulama, make sure that you have some money with you. Otherwise the rich will use you like handkerchief." In other words, they'll make you give fatwas according to their opinions and their tastes and their whims and their fancies. When you are not going to have money with you, then they will think that you are so dependent on their wealth that you will have to toe the line in everything that they say and do. So in these days it is different. It depends on the person's yaqeen, his iman. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, say on one occasion he said, and the first thing that he started off was with an incident in the life of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh. And he said that once a time came in his life when he had just 9, when he had just 10 eggs left. Or it was his own story. There were just 10 eggs were left. And somebody came just about iftar time and asked for some help, some food. So he told the maid, "Give these 10 away to the person." So what she did is took out one and kept it and gave the other 9 away. After a little while, another person came with one basket and he brought some eggs in there. He said, "This is hadiyah for you. Somebody sent hadiyah for you." So he asked his servant to count how many inside there. So when he counted, there was 90. So he said, "This doesn't belong to me. It must be for somebody else." He said, "How do you know the person has sent it as a gift? How do you know how much inside did he send and all?" He says, "No, it doesn't belong to me. Give it to somebody else." So then he asked, "How much, when I said give away all 10 eggs, how many did you give away?" He said, "I gave away 9 and I kept one because if that time was coming, we had nothing." So he said, "You caused a loss of 10 eggs because my yaqeen was if you give one, you get 10 in return." Now, have we got yaqeen like that? Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, when some people were arrested, they had some bottles with them. He asked, "What is this?" He said, "The poison inside." He said, "What is this for?" He said, "We were told that if you get arrested, you must drink this poison. It's very, very poisonous. You will die. The person must kill himself. He must commit suicide, but he must not stay in the hands of the Muslims captured." So he said, "But then why didn't you drink it then?" Then he said, "All right, give me the bottle." So he read, "Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama'a wa huwa as-sami'ul alim." And he drank it. and nothing happened to him. He said, you see, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who gives life and death. But now tomorrow go and try it. Go and tell people there outside in the marketplace that come, you got any poison, bring it. I will read one ayat and I'll drink it and I'll survive. Before we even smell that poison, we will be gone. So that is yaqeen, that level of yaqeen. And that occasion was such that he had that confidence and trust that my Allah Ta'ala will not let me down. And he drank it. That nothing harms in this world. It is the name of Allah Ta'ala. So it depends a lot on yaqeen. Now again, if we're going to go into explanation, then we'll be same place. So you say, I didn't see anybody more generous than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Na dusre akhlaq mein achcha dekha. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whichever aspect of his life, there's nothing but beautiful character. Innaka ala khuluqin azim. You're on the highest pedestal of sublime character. That was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There was no question of any deficiency, any weakness in his character. And this is what we are lacking. We may be making good namaz at times. Sometimes our namaz will be excellent. It may excel even Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi's namaz. But who is going to see our namaz? The customers don't want to see our namaz. Our wives don't want to see our namaz. Our children don't want to see our namaz. Our friends and our associates and the kuffar and mushrikeen and yahood and nasara that we come into contact with in our business houses and in our travels and in our other meetings. So they are not going to be really coming to the masjid to see what a beautiful namaz we did. In Madina Sharif, I was explaining to some brothers that were there. I said, if you have made a beautiful umrah, beautiful hajj, beautiful ziyarat, you teared in front of the Rosa Mubarak, and you teared in front of the Kaaba Sharif, and behind the Muqam Ibrahim, and at the Multazam. And then you go back to the house, and then you start abusing the wife, and swearing her, and cursing her, and booting her, and hitting her, and beating her. And then when she says, why are you doing all these kind of things to me? Then he says, but didn't you see what a beautiful namaz I just made and came? Didn't you see what a beautiful tawaf I made? And didn't you see how I was crying behind the Muqam Ibrahim and Multazam? So will she accept that? Or if you have to go and cheat somebody and deceive somebody, hide the defects in the article or make false promises, I will pay you certain time and there's no question of payment. If the person due to circumstances cannot meet up, then go and at least ask for some extension of time. So if the person has been making false promises, with regards to payment or anything else. Or if the person has been taking false oaths and qasams. Or if the person is engaging in adultery, fornication and all other kinds of sins. Now will the person be able to say, but didn't you see what a beautiful namaz I made? So namaz is a pillar of Islam. There's no deen without namaz. Man aqamaha faqad aqama ad-deen. Wa man hadamaha faqad hadama ad-deen. So this pillar of Islam, there's no Islam without it. First thing will be questioned about is salah. But it shows that there's a great deficiency in that salah itself, because if that salah was good, and if it was of quality, then it would have prevented the person from all those sins. It would have blocked him. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. So nobody is going to really see our salat. What they want to see is our akhlaq, because that's where the interaction comes, that's where the dealing comes with people. Where it comes dealing with people, that is what they want to see. What is this person like? What's his akhlaq? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at his akhlaq. The best person is to ask the wife, and look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's wives, what did they speak about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq? Now again, each of these attributes is a subject with many, many incidents in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But this is what he says, that nobody was of a better character than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. میں نے رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے بڑھ کر نہ کوئی بہادر مضبوط دیکھا، نہ فیاض دیکھا، نہ دوسرے اخلاق میں اچھا دیکھا. He says, in the jung, in the battle of Badr, in fact, the Sahaba Ikram, some of them were taking protection behind Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He was giving them protection. He said, come behind. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so courageous. اور حضرت ابو سعید رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سے روایت ہے کہ آپ شرم و حیا میں اس سے بھی بڑھ کر تھے جیسے کنواری لڑکی پردے میں ہوتی ہے. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام had more حیا and shame in him than that virgin woman who is in parda. Now this is in the time of Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام we are talking about, that those women had such kind of shame, such kind of حیا, that they were given as examples, that if you have to give an example, then you say that like those women. Now can we say that today, like those women? From what age that haya is gone in the men also and the women also? That haya and shame is gone. There's no haya, there's no shame left. Iza fatak al haya faf'al ma shi'ta. So this haya and shame, which was a branch of iman, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had categorized it as a branch of iman. Al-imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'bah, afzaluha qawlu la ilaha illallah, wa adnaha imatatul aza anit tariq, wal haya'u shu'batun min al-iman. So haya was declared as a branch of iman. Many times I've mentioned this, that look at our homes, look at our lifestyles, look at our get-togethers, look at our marriages and our walimas and our feasting and engagement parties and birthday parties and every other party you can think of. And then look at our beach fronts and look at our, even our dini programs so many times, that haya and shame is not there. Look at the free intermingling and the kind of things that happen. And sometimes in the name of Islam. So he said, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that was the kind of haya and shame that he had. Therefore he used to walk mostly with his gaze lowered. So much so that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even when talking with a person because of haya, many times he did not look into the eye of the person. That was the haya that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had. And now we have father, mother, brothers, sisters, children and grandchildren all around the television screen and watching all kinds of things. Sometimes they say it's just sports. Now if it's sports, don't they have the adverts coming? Don't they have all the music there? Don't they have all the other things being shown there that's happening on the ground there, which are immoral? So where can we justify it? So at least let us not justify our sins. Let us start from acknowledgement of our sin, i'tiraf of qusur, which is also a very great thing. Justification of sins is something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala detests and abhors. How can we justify sins? If the person is watching something that is haram, then at least consider it as haram. In the first place, the person should not, but if he is caught by nafs and shaitan, then don't justify it. Don't say, I'm only watching this, I'm only watching that. Which person goes and keeps switching it off every time that the advert comes and the news comes and all the other things are shown? So there's no haya left. Then we say the children are not respecting us. Where do you expect them to respect? We say children are not respecting us anymore. How do we expect them to respect us when we are not respecting the laws of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Therefore when Allah Ta'ala said that whenever I did anything wrong, of course not a sin also, not talking about sin, any mistake, because the greater the person, he is taken to task for even those slight errors in adab. He says, whenever something like that happened, I found the effect of that even on my horse. That my horse, which normally gives a very good ride, but when I was caught with some kind of mistake, then even the effect was on my horse, that it didn't give a good ride, it wants to throw me off. Nigahe aqreba badli mizaje dosta badla. Nazare kun ki kya badli ke kul sahara jahan badla. Nigahe aqreba badli mizaje dosta badla. Nigahe aqreba badli mizaje dosta badla. Nazar ek unki kya badli ke kul sara jahan badla. Family members, friends, relatives, everybody turns away. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'een, many of them have reported on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's haya, his modesty. There was so much of haya in his life. حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا سے روایت ہے کہ نہ آپ سخت گو تھے اور نہ بتکلف سخت گو بنتے تھے اور نہ خلاف وقار باتیں کرنے والے تھے, برائی کا عوض برائی سے نہ دیتے تھے بلکہ معاف فرما دیتے تھے. حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا states that نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام was not harsh. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declares in the Quran Sharif, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَزًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِي. You are neither harsh nor hard-hearted. If you had been like that, then these people would have dispersed. And they're giving you the gist of it. There is one Hadith Sharif which I have discussed some time back in Bukhari Sharif, it is of Hazrat Atwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Atwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it's a Hadith Qudsi, that means Allah ta'ala says, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his words he gives it. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. Oh my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What beautiful words Allah ta'ala addresses. Verily we sent you as a witness and as a giver of glad tidings and as a warner. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَنْتَ عَبْدِي وَرَسُولِي سَمَّيْتُكَ الْمُتَوَكِّلِ. You are my beloved servant and my messenger. I have named you Mutawakkil, the one who has great trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Again, each thing that we can discuss with so many incidents. But then it is stated, Laysa bifazzin wala ghaliz wala sakhabin fil aswaq wala yadfa'u sayyata bis sayya walakin ya'fu wa yaghfir. How beautiful Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sifat I mentioned there. One of the things that's mentioned in there, without going into discussion of all the other aspects, is where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that you are neither harsh nor hard-hearted. Laysa bifazzin wala ghaliz. Fazz means crude. The person was rude, crude, impolite, and ghaliz also. Harsh, impolite. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not like that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq was outstanding. Yes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also got sometimes very, very angry. His face turned red like the pomegranate, it's mentioned in the Hadith on certain occasions. But that was for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in on certain occasions for their tarbiyah. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam expressed his anger. From there the mashayikh say that to reprimand, to scold, to show anger for the purpose of disciplining and tarbiyah, it is jais. But at that time also they consider themselves as the lowest. They don't consider themselves as superior. They keep making dua. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ بِفَزُّهِنْ وَلَا غَلِيزٌ وَلَا سَخَّابٍ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not loud-mouthed in the bazaars. Not like us screaming and shouting. They used to do trade. But there was no such thing as rat race and chasing and racing and performing as if somebody else is going to steal our risk and sustenance. Look at our marketplaces, it's become like that. As if somebody will steal our risk and sustenance. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written everybody's sustenance. The person has to make a little bit of effort. If he is in the bazaar and marketplace, then he's got to do some buying, some selling. But not the way that we perform. Screaming, shouting. The whole thing becomes like a fish market. A Muslim has dignity in everything. So much so that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one delegation came to meet him. So all members of the delegation, when they saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they got off their camels and they rushed towards Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As the leader of the delegation, he first put everybody's things right, tied the camel, gave them some feed, whatever was necessary. Then he went and had a bath, he changed his clothes, put some ithar perfume, did miswak, did everything, and then came slowly to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I admire two things in him. One is his dignity, and one is his humility. That he came with dignity, in a dignified manner he came. So that is a Muslim, that there must be some kind of dignity. We must not perform like monkeys. That's why I say that who is the Ahle Dil is the person who has got a heart that is brimming with the love of Allah Ta'ala. That's Ahle Dil. The person whose heart is filled with the ishq and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he is Ahle Dil. Because like that, so in their company, then also our dil comes a little right. Our dil in their company takes a little bit of effect. Jis qalb ki aho ne dil phunk diye laako. Us qalb mein ya Allah, kya aag lagi hogi? Jis qalb ki aho ne dil phunk diye laako. Us qalb mein ya Allah, kya aag lagi hogi? That heart which blew the ishq and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala into so many hearts and which caused the flames of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to rise high. Then what kind of fire must be in the hearts of those ahlul, of those pious Allah ones? What kind of fire? We can't see it. Nigahe wali ki ye taaseer dekhi. Badalte hazaro ki taqdeer dekhi. Nigahe wali ki ye taaseer dekhi. We saw this effect in the eyes of the waliullahs, of the awliya-i kiram. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changes the taqdeer of that person. Because Allah ta'ala is the one who has written the taqdeer. So the taqdeer is not ghalib over Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is ghalib over the taqdeer. So if this person with sincerity, when he wants a change, he wants a reformation, he wants a transformation, so then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives it. So nigahe wali ki ye taaseer. So if that is the case with the awliya-i kiram, then what must have been Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's gaze? So I was saying that ahle dil, people of heart, are those who are the awliya-i kiram. Because monkeys also have hearts. But up till today we haven't heard that we say that this person is going to spend some time in the sohbat and company of the Ahle Dil monkeys of Burman Bush. Have you heard anybody say? They say because he wants, because then he'll become a monkey himself. How the monkeys jump from branch to branch, it'll be like that. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَلَا يَدْفَعُ السَّيِّئَةَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ وَلَاكِنْ يَعْفُو وَيَخْفِرُ. He never repelled evil with evil. Overlooked, forgave. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not harsh. And he never spoke things which were khilaf-e-waqar, that means undignified. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not speak in an undignified manner. He joked, he laughed, but even in his jokes there was a dignity. It was dignified. An old woman said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, make dua, I go to Jannat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, old people will not go into Jannat. Now that old lady started crying. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that definitely you will not go to Jannat as an old woman. Allah Ta'ala will make the old again young before He puts them into Jannat. So she got so happy. A person came and said, I want a camel to ride, to transport my goods. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I will give you the baby camel, a baby of a camel. They said, Ya Nabi Allah, what will I do with the baby camel? How am I going to ride on the baby camel and take my goods? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, every camel is the baby of some camel. He joked also in this manner, dignified. Every camel is the baby of some camel. Can't say it's not the baby. One day in one masjid, one man said, Maulana, I'll introduce you to my lighty. Said, I'll introduce you to my lighty. Now, he was an elderly man, must be in his 70s. I introduce you to my lighty. So now I was waiting for that lighty to come. And after some time, he brought one 45, 50 old man. I said, Maulana, this is my lighty. Now see, to that old man, that was his lighty. No matter how old he grew, but to the parents, it's a baby. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, every camel is the baby of another camel. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, everything of his was dignified. Burai ka evas burai se na dete te, balki mu'af farma dete te. He did not repel evil with evil, he is to forgive. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu se riwayat hai ki aap haya ki wajah se kisi ki aankhon mein aankhein nahi dalte the. Now that was his haya. It doesn't mean it's not jaiz and permissible. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that was his haya. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu se riwayat hai ki aap sabse badh kar dil ke kushada, baat ke sachche, tabiyat ke narm, muasharat mein nihayat kareem the. Subhanallah. That's our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so close to him. Now when he is saying that, we can understand that those are the people who are the true witnesses to a person's akhlaq. Not the distant people who just hear of our name and they say, he's a big hazrat, that's all. Those who know about the hazrat and those who know our real characteristics and our real character and akhlaq are those who are the closest. Those whom we travel, those whom we work and transact business, those whom we are neighbors of, they are the ones who know how good we are. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was very, very large hearted, very large hearted. Baat ke sachche. There was no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lying. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no question of him speaking lies like we speak. Baat ke sachche. Yes, sometimes if a person has to use certain words which are ambiguous just to get out of some tricky situation without it causing any kind of harm to the other person, then that's permissible. Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayhi was in the masjid. It's a famous incident. The British time, they came to arrest him. So they asked him, where is Qasim, Maulana Qasim? So where he was standing, he moved one or two paces behind. He said, who are you searching for? He said, Maulana Qasim. So he's searching for him. He said, he was here just now. A little while ago he was here. So the police that came to arrest him thought, the security thought that he was here, so he must have gone now somewhere. So they went outside quickly looking for him. In the meantime, he went away. So now that was outwardly a lie, but it's not a lie. So that is a different thing. There are many ways of getting out of such zulm of somebody or some kind of other problem in this manner. But lies which we speak wholesale in the business, you know, one shop, we sell everything at cost. How can that business ever survive if it sells everything at cost? He said, we sell everything at cost. So how can you sell everything at cost? So why speak lies? Why if the customer has come, now we say, this is my cost price, I'm making only 5 rand on it and 10 rand on it. And he's speaking a lie. So the customer didn't ask him what is his cost price. If he can say, well, I want this for my article, if you want to pay, pay, if you don't want to leave it. But why speak lie and say, that this is my cost price? Like that, there are so many things in which we speak lies. In Canada, one person tried to use the medical aid. One lady was very sick. So there they have a lot of benefits for the citizens. So her sister was there. And she had all those benefits. She could have gone to the hospital and taken the treatment. So now this sister came over from India and she was suffering from some serious sickness and it was going to be very costly. So they said, admit her into the hospital on the sister's name because the age was about the same. Both were elderly also. So they admit on the sister's name so that she can go through and have a free treatment. This is a true incident. She was admitted into the hospital there. And Allah Ta'ala's hukam, she passed away. Now when she passed away, all the complications started, that who was, where are the documents, where's her ID, and then they discovered that it was a false admission, or name under, admission under false name. Now look at what kind of impression we create on others. So in different departments, we speak lies like fun. And we don't even think that it is something serious. And that is the area that we have to improve. Therefore, I repeatedly say, rather take the scolding, the hammering, whatever it is, but don't speak lies. Unless it is zulm and injustice of a kind that the person wants to get out from that zulm and injustice. This is again a subject we have discussed at length in many other majalis. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, kya aap sab se badh kar dil ke kushada baat ke sachche. So I have to be also baat ka sachcha. I told you 45 minutes yesterday. So it's about 40 minutes now. So we'll conclude this one. بات کے سچے طبیعت کے نرم معاشرت میں نہایت کریم انشاءاللہ we'll continue with this. Let us make دعا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو اهله اے رب کریم ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما خطاؤں کو معاف فرما لذیشوں سے درگزر فرما ہمیں صحت دے عافیت دے سلامتی دے عزت والی زندگی دے My beloved Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours. Day and night we violate your ahkam and your laws. Our akhlaq is such that even the non-Muslims distance themselves from us. They don't want to come anywhere near Islam because of our lifestyles, because of our transactions and our deals with them, because of our lies, because of our false promises and because of our bad akhlaq. اے رب کریم bless us with the اخلاق of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless us with the اخلاق of the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with the hearts that you give to the awliya-i-siddiqeen. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Make us yours and become ours. Ey Rabbe Kareem, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Bless us all with good health. Whoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. My beloved Allah, remove our pains, our suffering, our hardship and difficulties. Bless us with spiritual health and physical health. Ey Rabbe Kareem, humare haal par raham farma, raham farma, raham farma. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them leave the destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make them salih and naik. Bless us with haya in our lives, my Allah. Hame haya wali zindagi naseeb farma. Taqwa wali zindagi naseeb farma. Shukr wali zindagi naseeb farma. Apni marifat naseeb farma. Apna qurb naseeb farma. Make us yours and become ours. The Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering around the globe. Mankind is suffering around the globe. Apne fazal se, ihsan se, unki takalif, pareshani ko dur farma. Mujahideen Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma. Haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Protect Masjid Aqsa. Create the conditions for the liberation of Palestine. My beloved Allah, make the Muslim Ummah one. One body and one soul. Ey Rabbe Kareem, har qisam ke fitne se hamari hifazat. Protect us from all the fitnas that are lashing at us like stones. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, with burial in Baqi. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state you are pleased with us. Agarche pur khatwa hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Agarche pur khatwa hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda, ummeed-e karam aaya. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangata hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangata hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yehi raat din mein dua mangta. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan and your favor, fulfill their good wishes and good desires. You are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the diseases, the tests, the trials, the poverty of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Ya Allah, with your fazal and kindness, remove the difficulties, pain, suffering and poverty. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, he asked for protection. Ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim. Watub alayna, innaka antat tawwab rahim. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.